It's now time for the reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. The politics are not over at the Honolulu City Council, and for that matter, neither is the election. Trevor Azau and Tommy Waters will face off in April. Joining us with more on that story, Chad Blair. Chad, pretty unusual situation here.
You know, I can't remember. I've been covering politics a long time here, Bill. I cannot remember a rematch, a runoff, if you will, a runoff of a runoff, for that matter.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. This is for Honolulu City Council District 4. That's a huge area. Stretches from Hawaii Kai well through the Ala Moana area. About 66,000 voters in total are registered in that district. And you're right. It's April 13th, a Saturday. Gosh, you got to wonder how much interest. But this is another thing. This is a mail-in vote. There will be early walk-in at Honolulu Hale at City Hall. You can do that. But this is going to be through the mail primarily. And one hopes everyone gets their ballots in on time, right? Because that's what held up this whole recount business, or led to the recount call, the fact that ballots were included after the 6 p.m. deadline back on general election night.
And, you know, it's interesting, Chad, you talk about mail-in voting. And we've seen certainly Kauai, which by the way, I was surprised to read in Anita Hofschneider's column that this district has more voters than registered voters than Kauai does.
Yeah, less than Maui, but more than Kauai. I mean, it does show you how significant this is. And really, for all intents and purposes, voters in that district have been disenfranchised. They do not currently have representation. There are only 8 council members seated, not 9. Trevor Ozawa, of course, was expecting to be reseated and even become chair. And there's another twist in this whole thing. Ann Kobayashi, she's leading the council in the interim period. The council's actually going to pick someone to fill the district for Puka, if you will. They're going to decide that on Monday. They've asked people to apply. Obviously, you got to live in the district and be registered to vote there. But they will be putting somebody in the seat. The council hasn't been able to do much business, including dealing with all those vacation rentals and so forth. Budget hearings will be coming up later. So they got to get somebody in that seat now, not wait until April the 13th.
And, you know, Chad, this also sets up an interesting dynamic, as you have long observed and written about, but when it comes to support of Mayor Caldwell or non-support of Mayor Caldwell or active non-support of Mayor Caldwell, there's a real sort of shift within
there's no secret, Bill, that Kirk Caldwell, the mayor, would like Tommy Waters, someone that he served with back in the legislature, to be on the council. While Waters says that he and the mayor don't agree on everything, there's just 9 people on that council. You need 5 in order to run the place. And Ozawa is aligned with a faction of 4 others that are less inclined to go along with the mayor. Should Waters win this race, that will help Caldwell. Should Ozawa win, that will hurt Caldwell. A lot at stake, particularly as the rail project enters, to put it mildly, a very interesting chapter, right? We're trying to get that last section lined up to Ala Moana Center.
And that, you know, part of this in terms of the vote itself, and it's interesting, over the weekend I saw sign waivers out already. But so much, as with any election anywhere, but particularly in Hawaii, turning on that, on the voter turnout issue, any sense of how that may go? Does mail-in help that? I don't know. Any indications?
Special. 2 things I would say. Special elections generally do not attract anywhere near the number of voters. We have low voter turnout anyway for primary and general contest. I'm thinking of the special election back in 2010. That's when Neil Abercrombie left Congress to run for governor. You had Charles DeJoux and Ed Case and Colleen Hanabusa run for that race. But the numbers go down, and that definitely is the case on a special election in general. Another thing, though, to look at it from another point of view, absentee voting is increasing. More people vote by mail than actually walk in. It's been that way for the last couple of elections. And that's something I will be looking at. Literally, a ballot's going to come to your house. Mm. You can just fill it in and send it in. And if you don't want to, you can still go down to Honolulu Hale. So it will be test. The state, by the way, is looking at having all mail-in voting statewide. Kauai's next year, but they're actually looking at maybe statewide by 2022 or so.
All right. Well, in the meantime, we'll keep an eye on the calendar in April.
We sure will.
Great. Thanks, Chad. Political and opinion editor at Civil Beat, Chad Blair, with today's reality check. You can read that full story by Anita Hofschneider, by the way, at civilbeat.org.